Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. In the not-so-old days, like 20 years ago, we usually compared ourselves to our neighbors. We lived in the same neighborhood, so we were generally in a similar class. And we weren't constantly comparing ourselves to the lifestyles of people who were far outside of our economic class. We weren't seeing Bugattis and Ferraris in our neighborhood unless we were also very well off. And today, we see so many examples of private jets and fancy watches showing up on our social media feeds. There's even a business in Los Angeles that has a private jet and it stays parked in one spot all day, every day, and people rent out 15, 20 minutes to take photos with it and inside it, and so they can pretend on social media like they are traveling by private jet. And so all of this combines to making us feel that where we are in life is not good enough. And there's really five things going on that we need to address, that we need to cultivate our mind so that we can be at peace with where we are, and so that we are not drained and exhausted with no energy left from this mental exhaustion, so that we can actually reach our goals. And those five aspects that we need to cultivate are letting go, patience, the middle path that straddles that line between gratitude and ambition, because we want both. And the fourth thing is to really learn to trust ourselves and the universe. And the fifth thing is developing a focused mind that doesn't obsess over other people and constantly comparing. So first, we need to really tackle letting go, because that is at the root core of that feeling of, why is my life not good enough? Why is their life better and me and my life just not where it should be, not as far along as I wanted it to be? And that root cause of this problem is that notion of me and my. It is that illusion of separateness. And the thing we need to realize is that there is no separate me and my. There is no my effort, my responsibility, because everything we do is dependent on a million other conditions in this world. And conditions create our reality. It's not that certain things are bad and good. It's that there were conditions that led to either the desired outcome or the undesired outcome. And those conditions, 99% of them, are beyond our control. We still have tremendous ability to impact and shape our reality, but it is only a part of this larger picture, this interconnected reality that we live in. And so all we need to do is focus on those conditions that we can control and creating those conditions that will lead to the best possible future. And this is really a liberating fact, because when we stop focusing on what we can't control and we start to focus on what is in our power to control, that is effort used wisely instead of wasted. For example, we have these bodies, we have these minds, but they are not me or mine. And so we want to take care of them. We want to be clean and exercise and eat well, but we can let go of the vanity, the insecurity, and those fears of illness or aging that are out of our control. And similarly, when it comes to our personal or professional lives, we simply practice focusing on this moment, this task at hand. We have a goal, and then we let go of the outcome and focus just on those areas we control. And when we see someone else doing better, we can become happy because the economy is growing. Opportunities are expanding, and we can use that to fuel our own growth and to take wisdom and ideas and lessons from others, from their successes, from their failures, and we don't need to obsess over me, my, mine, my lack, my setbacks. And we can really just get down to that grind by letting go of all distractions, of all expectations and demands of the future, so that we can create those conditions for a better future in the here and now. And it all starts by letting go of that concept of me that is a separate entity. And we can start to see how we exist in relationship to the world around us. And as that relationship gets nourished and nurtured, then we grow because we only exist in relation to everything else. The second thing we really need to practice is something that is the biggest epidemic of our lifetime, and that is the impatience epidemic. We usually think of impatience as our 10-second attention span. We all know that in the old days, we could sit on a park bench for hours and have a wonderful time. We could watch a very slow movie, and we wouldn't even think it was slow. And today, many young people have a hard time sitting through a TV show because so much of our entertainment and social media comes in 6-second bites. And so we've literally lost that ability. And now the average movie or TV show cuts every couple of seconds, whereas it used to be 30 seconds or a minute. And that is equally tied to a longer-term lack of patience, where we want in 1 year to become millionaires instead of in 10 years. And if we don't get it, we suffer immensely. But the universe has its own pace and rhythm. The earth takes a year to go around the sun. The trees move imperceptibly slow. We cannot see the growth of even a fast-growing child. And yet, because of delivery apps, we expect everything right here, right now. Because of streaming platforms that let us watch everything we want, whenever we want, we have created this long-term impatience where we just demand that the world conform to us and to our time frame. And that is going to generate immense suffering. And it is really impatience that is the cause of so much suffering in this world. Most of the time when we panic, we could just relax and the crisis will be over before we know it. But we just love to jump to conclusions and to worst case scenarios. And part of this is that we need to slow down a little. You know, set aside 5 minutes once or twice or three times throughout the day to do nothing. And this will feel, each 5 minutes will feel like an hour at first. But over time, we'll enjoy that time and we'll lengthen that time because our patience is growing and we begin to appreciate the peacefulness in our lives. And so meditation, or simply slowing down, you know, allowing ourselves to go on a walk without headphones or leaving our phone in our pocket, can create some sense of patience. The other thing that creates enormous impatience is the constant stream of thought in our mind. When we are thinking, there is mental activity. And when there is mental activity, we live in time, because the amount of activity, the speed of our thoughts, all of this creates the illusion of time that we experience. And when there is pure stillness, time stops. So the more we practice being present and even connecting with nature, we tend to naturally develop more patience simply because we appreciate the present moment so much more. When we appreciate whatever is happening around us, we don't need to get to our goal so fast. We're not escaping anything. And that will cause an enormous amount of peace as we get to our goals. When we are impatient and we are stressed and we are negative, we are less confident, less focused, and those goals become much more difficult. And we are creating the conditions to keep repeating those mental habits instead of breaking free and creating new ones that actually lead to the success we're looking for. The third thing we have to practice is walking that middle path. It doesn't mean we lower our ambitions. In fact, we can make them even larger. And I highly recommend that we dream as big as we can and then dream even bigger, while simultaneously being completely grateful for what we have right now. We know that successful people look back on their time when they were hustling and working out of their car or whatever their life was. I know when I was young and I was first starting out as an ad man in New York making peanuts, that I would do things like know exactly which bar had free food each night. Every night in New York, it seemed that there was a certain bar that would have free food. One would have free pizza on Mondays. One would have free hot dogs on Tuesday. One would have free popcorn on Wednesdays. And I would just do anything I can to save money. You know, I'd go to the restroom at work and I would take a few extra napkins because I wasn't buying paper towel rolls. And this was a time I look back on with roommates and just barely getting by with total fondness. And so it would be a shame if we didn't enjoy and appreciate those times while they're happening. And one incredible strategy that has worked in my life that I highly recommend, I call it failing up. And what that means is that we set such high ambitions, such big goals, that instead of wishing to be a millionaire, we want to be a billionaire. And if we fail and we only make millions, we are okay. We're still doing great. The key is to recognize that failure is okay, especially as we fail up, and that we don't need to ever be hard on ourselves for failing to achieve the impossible. In fact, it is really only by trying to achieve the impossible that anyone ever has. And the bigger the failure, that just means the bigger the dream was. And that is okay. And that is how we can be grateful for even our failures, for even whatever little we have right now as we are working towards achieving great things. Most people who are successful started out and maybe even continue to spend very frugally. They reinvest in their business. So it doesn't matter how much stuff we have around us. All that matters is that we are appreciating where we are. We are loving the journey. We are taking that bigger picture and knowing that the time will come. The future will come on its own. Success will come on its own time. And all we are going to do is appreciate where we are and create those conditions for that success. It is very easy to get caught up in one extreme or the other, from being so hard on ourselves that we don't even realize that we have a great job or that we have a great mentor or that we have the intelligence to come up with some great business opportunity. Or that other extreme where we are so grateful, so at peace, that we lose all ambition, that we fail to put in the effort. And so that middle path is calling, and it is a beautiful path. It's a balancing act. Not as easy as falling to one of the extremes, but it is where life opens up to us. And it is simply done by staying mindful of our mental and emotional states, recognizing if fear is creeping in, or pressure, or laziness, and we stay mindful of our goal and this step in the present moment to get there. The fourth mistake we usually make when we are being too hard on ourselves, when we're getting negative because life's not going the way we want it or other people are doing better, is we need to trust ourselves and the universe again. We need to realize that we have these incredible bodies and brains. We live in a universe where there is a ball of fire in the sky giving us light and warmth to make our lives beautiful and incredible. We are here on the most beautiful planet in this corner of the universe, and maybe the entire universe. To doubt this miracle of life, to doubt this miraculous place we live, would be a form of insanity. No matter who we are or where we live, we have the ability to be happy. That is in every single one of us. It doesn't matter where we've been or where we are now. We all have the ability to close our eyes and feel the deep peace that is present there when we block out the chaos. And it is from this space that creativity, intuition, and wisdom appear for us. Things may not happen on our time frame, but no matter what situation we're in, it will change. The more we trust, the more we are able to create positive change. The more we panic, the more we chase trends instead of creating new industries, the more we are going to just be following a crowd out of fear and panic. And that instinct and intuition that we have within us, when we connect to that, we are connecting to the essence of all life on this planet. And when we do that, we are more likely to come up with a new product that's never been discovered that people need. We're going to come up with a service that helps people in some way, that we're not chasing a trend, we are creating the trend. It may not be the first business idea we have that takes off, but the lessons in that failure can prepare us for the next one that is the one that will change our lives forever. We just have to get out of the fear, get out of the doubt, the self-doubt, the pessimism about the world around us, and we can start to think clearly about our options and creatively come up with new ones. And lastly, the thing that is preventing us from reaching our goals, from being able to be happy for other people's successes, and that is keeping us in suffering, is our wildly untamed minds. These unconscious, untamed, chaotic minds are focusing on irrelevant things that don't help us, that drain our energy. And those things are comparison, constantly obsessing over irrelevant factors that we have no control over and that are only contributing to our misery and completely drains and exhausts us so that we cannot ever reach our goals. Because the people who are focused like a laser on this step to getting to their goal, this very moment, and what they need to do, they are not worrying about their neighbors. They are not worrying about influencers online. They are laser focused. And even if they may not be spiritually trained, they have this natural tendency towards focusing on what will achieve their dreams. And we can all train and condition our mind to be focused, to be present, to have the space for creative ideas and insights to enter, to digest the lessons we've learned from failures and successes. And this mind training can be done both in meditation, but also in every moment throughout the day, where we are focusing not just our mind, but our activities, our efforts, onto what we need and care about in the moment. Whether it is a business goal, a relationship goal, a goal that we're trying to work on ourselves. If our mind is chaotic and unfocused, we will constantly seek out and need the motivation from others. We will need motivational speakers. We'll need to spend constant effort on simply directing our focus because we are not taking charge. Then this is why all motivational speakers, all motivation is temporary at best. It has a window of time where it's effective when a company brings in a speaker, but that effect wears off rather quickly. And in exchange of that temporary boost of motivation, we can create lasting motivation by training the mind to focus. And what that means is we create a life that is intentional, that is guided by ourselves, where we don't give our power of focus to someone else. And so in meditation, we focus on one thing. We notice the mind start to wander. What makes it wander? What gets us distracted? And then we bring it back to the object of focus, whether it's a breath or a mantra. Every single one of us can train in focus. When we brush our teeth, are we focusing on brushing our teeth, or are we thinking about what we need to do that day? If we are always lost in thought and distracted, we are going to be lost and distracted in our long-term goals as well. And so we need steady mindfulness, mindfulness of when we are comparing and wasting energy, mindful of when we are self-critical and hurting our own confidence. Each one of us is capable of achieving extraordinary things. I heard one story of an architect who went blind, and he became the world's foremost architect for buildings that became handicap accessible. He figured out which floors and textures tap in a way that creates the best echo so that a blind person can navigate it just by tapping the floor with their cane. He went on to write books and became much more successful than he was when he was a seeing architect. Whatever we think is our disadvantage can become our advantage because it makes you uniquely you. And the more you are you, the more you will find a niche, the more you will find something that has no competitors because you are in a league of your own. So go out there, dream big, focus on what you can, let go of everything else, be patient, be grateful, be ambitious, and trust that this magical universe didn't forget about you, didn't make a mistake, and that in due time, effort does pay off, even when we can't see it. Much love. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it helps. And if you do find some value in these podcasts, please consider leaving a review wherever you listen to yours. And it will help so many more people find their path to peace. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.